The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stink up your... You are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not the bait to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing to do.
Jim Henson, I know it!
And hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 27th of March, 2012. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, Malone, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Taylor of Fine Armors, the Brew of a Beer, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Uncle Jim!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Vale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing okay so far.
So far, so good. I'll be doing good as long as the stream behaves itself tonight. We're having some bandwidth issues or something, I don't know.
Well, the kid's not doing anything, so...
No, the modem probably needs to be reset or something, I don't know. But we will persevere, we will carry on. Unless we have to restart this thing every 5 minutes, and then, well, we'll see you next week. Imagine a world where everyone has massively high speed internet. Not gonna happen. Anyway. Alright, can you believe it's the end of March already?
No.
Time is just going, but maybe it's my old age. But time seems to be just sprinting past me.
Sprinting! Running in terror down the road, screaming its lungs out.
Yes. Well, oh well. What can you do? Alright. What's this now?
I don't know.
I don't know, I'm looking at the channel here. Can you guys hear us alright? Kamara or Kamara says that the stream isn't working for her. Karel and Chromie said it's fine. Alright. Hoping it's working. All right.
All these technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, we're working in an audio medium here. I can't just throw up a picture of Cheez-It dead or something like that and go, technical difficulties, you know. Something like that. All right. Well, everyone seems to be able to hear us, so we're good. I did switch the stream to mono instead of stereo, so that should help with the bandwidth a bit. So don't, you know, you're not going to be hearing, you know, massive stereo...
goodness.
Stereo goodness here. We're going back in time to the 60s, where everything was monotone.
If we keep this up, we're going to go to 10 cans and string.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jethro Silver Wing Show, where the Kaiser don't want to see ya.
No, the Kaiser. What the hell is a Kaiser, anyway? That's way before my freaking time.
The Kaiser. Well, it's...
German, wasn't it?
Huh?
German, wasn't it? The Kaiser?
Yes. Well, yeah.
All right.
Something.
I have no idea. What the hell do I know? I think that's World War One. Not sure. Anyway, let's move on.
Moving
right along. Speaking of which, we have the Muppet movie downstairs.
Yes. We watched it.
Okay, well, Nita.
That was it. We watched it. Okay.
What? You watched it before I got home?
What, the Muppet movie?
Yeah.
The one you bought the other day?
No, I mean the original Muppet movie.
Oh, no, we haven't watched that one. I thought you were talking about the other one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the original Muppet movie is downstairs. Yes. Netflix is a wonderful thing. I was just about to say, Nita from the Antonia Bale server is telling us that the stream started going wonky about 10 minutes after True Flight logged out.
You know, that's, you know, it up for us.
And that's it. True Flight, and I think Winwin was doing the show today.
Well, then she's not to
They problem. Wonked it all up.
She didn't. True Flight did. Oh. Win can do no harm. In my book.
All right. In your book, okay.
Would you like to borrow my book?
I'd like to borrow Winwin.
Does she have a book?
I'm not sure.
Maybe you could borrow Winwin's book.
Uh-huh.
Works for me.
Okay, I'm going to do this really quick. I mean, normally I wait a little bit, but let's announce some birthdays. And the reason I'm going to announce birthdays is because one of the birthday people has just logged in. So let's see here. Birthdays this week. Let me get to my notes here. Notes, I have notes. All right, we have, again, I may only have your real name. I do have a few character names, but here we go. Real names. Ann Cortez. I don't know your character name, but Ann Cortez is this week. Julie, I'm assuming this is pronounced Ro, or Ra, R-U-G-H. Ra, I'm assuming. Michael Matoff this week. Jezebel Ra'eth, which I can only assume is a Dark Elf name. Senior Guide Yarl Wyan has a birthday this week. And the person who just logged in from the Legion of Kithakor, Solaris, his birthday is this week. Actually, I think it's tonight. Or is it tomorrow? Something like that. Anyway, it's this week. So, for you fine people, I say here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, congratulations for living yet another year. Happy birthday to you all. And the stream has not died yet. All right.
This is good. We're like Abe Agodaing it.
Yes, Abe is still alive.
And so is the stream.
And so is the stream so far. All right. So let's see here. What else we got here? We did have one death.
Oh?
Samuel Glazer. Do you know who that is?
No.
Samuel Glazer.
No.
The co-founder of Mr. Coffee!
He should be my number one, you know.
I know, right? I mean,
I should be his number one fan. I mean,
for people up here in the Northwest coffee country, it's just, whoa, wait a minute. No, not Mr. Coffee. But yes, Mr. Coffee is dead.
Well, Starbucks has sort of replaced Mr. Coffee.
Starbucks can kiss my hairy ass. But I have to say about it, overpriced bastards. I don't drink coffee anymore.
What are you complaining about? You don't drink it.
No, I don't, but I know when you can go to, like, McDonald's or something like that and get coffee that, from what I understand, is superior for, like, you know, a buck, and Starbucks is pushing their crappy coffee for, like, $6 a cup, screw you, Starbucks. I'm sorry.
Again, why should you care? You don't drink it. You don't buy Starbucks.
No, I don't.
So?
I've only been in there twice, and it was because the bakery that's near my work was closed due to bad weather. So I was forced to go to Starbucks because they were the only place I could find.
Did you buy anything while you were in there?
Donuts.
Well, then, you know, and were they good?
Of course they were good. They bought them from somewhere else. They don't
Did
make
you enjoy
their own
the
donuts.
Donuts.
They don't make their own donuts.
Did you enjoy the donuts?
Honestly, they were a little dry.
Uh-huh.
Because they weren't fresh.
Did you use the Wi-Fi?
No. I got my own Wi-Fi.
They have free Wi-Fi while you're in there.
That's just to lure you in. The evils of Starbucks, I tell you. They lure you in. Someone died at a Starbucks because they were down a non-stop coffee and video game binge.
Where was this? They did...
Like in Thailand or something like that. I'm going to look that up.
They weren't at a Starbucks in Thailand.
Starbucks
they were at one of those internet cafes.
Let me see.
It is strictly set up for gaming.
Tip charge for you. What is that? I don't know. Pretty sure I saw something about a Starbucks death or something like that. But anyway. Well, if someone hasn't died in Starbucks, they should have.
Jeez, huh?
Now, see, I'm just saying, you know.
You're ranting.
I am. I have to rant about stuff. It's what this show's been missing for the last year. Jethro needs to rant about shit. Fuck you, Starbucks, and your shitty coffee. Maybe if it wasn't shitty, I might try it.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God.
We are titling this week's show, What Chaps Jethro's Ass? Now let's talk more about stuff that chaps my ass, shall we? Let's talk about a 1 gigabyte patch today.
I didn't have such a thing.
What the hell? I started up the patcher today and it's like, installing update. Alright. I went to the bathroom, I came back. And it's only at 2%. I'm like, how big is this friggin' update? 1 gig? What the hell?
I think they just didn't
Why?
Like
Why? Anyway. Alright. So, screw you, Starbucks. And, yeah. Anyway. Did you hear? The fanfare is no longer being done. There's no more fanfare!
Yes, I know.
Because it is now being called SOE Live.
So...
I don't know why they changed the name.
Did you see Delmon's tweeter?
Nope. What did he say?
Well, when they hashtag it, it used to be hashtag fanfare. So, is it going to be hashtag SOE L? Soul.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, that would be the initials.
Okay, well, let's read why they have a thing here at soe.com/soelive. Why did...
Brass did a blog about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it says, why did we change the name of SOE Fanfare to SOE Live? Let's see what it says here. We're excited to announce we have updated the name of our annual event from Fanfare to SOE Live to make it more inclusive of our entire game portfolio, including the newest additions to our family, DC Universe Online, Star Wars, The Clone Wars Adventures, Free Realms, and the upcoming Planetside 2. That does not explain why they're not calling it the fanfare anymore.
Because aren't we fans of all the games?
Yeah, I mean, it's still SOE. Doesn't matter if you're playing DC Universe, Planetside 2, or EverQuest. I mean, it's still SOE.
Well, maybe because when a lot of people think of fanfare, they think of EverQuest. Because it used to be called EverQuest Fanfare. And then they dropped it. And they just started calling it fanfare when they brought in, you know, the other games.
I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, I don't care.
I don't care.
I mean, it's Sony's gig. Call it whatever you want, but I just don't understand why. It just seems...
I just told you why. Because Fanfare, I think, was associated with EverQuest, and they want to try and get people away from thinking that way.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I just don't think that, you know, if Blizzard ever came out with something that, you know, dwarfs World of Warcraft and is in a slightly different genre, I don't think they're going to rename the BlizzCon. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We get this new game that, you know, and BlizzCon is more associated with War of the Warcraft. Maybe you ought to change it. I don't think they would do that. I mean, like I said, I really don't care. But it just boggles my imagination why they're changing the name. Whatever. Maybe it's so people can't reuse the old badges.
No, I seriously doubt it. They always look different.
Oh, well.
Maybe they just ran out of graphics.
Yeah, I like Lara's idea on that. They're changing it because they can. Trademark. Could be. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. So, you know, like I've said before, unless something majorly unforeseen happens, we're not going this year because we promised my family that if we go anywhere this year, it's going to be back to New Hampshire. So, anyone who is going, I wish you, you know, have a great time, and by all means, hang out with Brass and make her buy you a beer. No.
I've heard a lot of people aren't going to be able to go either because it takes place in October and the kids are back in school.
Yeah, that does pose a bit of a problem. The kids being back in school and whatnot.
Yeah, a lot of families would take everybody. There's a lot of families that went with their kids.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a singles a thon.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, that could be a little bit of a problem. So, I don't know. I mean, I know why they changed the date. It's pretty obvious. It's in the off season. They probably got the hotel cheaper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's obvious. That's exactly why they changed the date. Just to be in the off season. But, yeah.
And it's a lot cooler.
Oh, yeah. I mean, instead of being 115 degrees, it might be, you know, 110. So, all right. So, Sony SOE Live. Let's see here. Lyra is saying... They said September and October were the only available weekdays in Bally's. Okay.
Weekends.
So apparently they already had 2012 booked up for July. Or August. Okay.
Lara is still going to call it Fanfare.
Well, she
you're also... wrong! It's Sony Live!
And she also claims that she's not a Frostfell elf, but, you know...
Well, there's that.
So there is that.
Yep, too.
I just want to touch
no,
on... I normally... 2011
would be the last existence of the Fanfare, per se.
No, Cromie said the world.
Oh, the world?
Well, the whole Mayan calendar bullshit.
Oh, that again?
Yeah. I want to go off topic just a little bit here. I normally don't talk politics on the show.
Yeah, because usually you don't care.
I don't care. I love Kevin Meaney. Anyway. But I just want to pose the question. I mean, I don't expect an answer. But what the fuck is going on about this? All these politicians with their legislation that seems to be anti-women. What the hell is going on?
What do you mean anti-women?
You kidding me? Some jackass, I believe it was Illinois, I'm not sure about that. Illinois, Iowa, something like that. just tried to pass legislation saying that a woman cannot get an abortion unless she gets an ultrasound.
What?
I guess the theory on this, I think, is that if she actually sees the baby and stuff like that, she'll have second thoughts and whatever. But, I mean, I'm honestly expecting legislation out or a bill trying to be passed saying women can't vote anymore. I'm really expecting that the way things are going this year. And politicians, you know, just shoot yourselves in the head, please. I'm all for it. Far be it from me to plant a thought into a deranged person's head. But if you're going to be a serial killer, be a serial killer for someone interested. Be the politician killer. Sorry, that was just a play on a Sam Kennison routine. Be the rapper killer! Kill those fucking rappers! Shoot them dead! If they rhyme, they're dead! And of course, Ice-T was in the audience for that.
You also kind of sounded like Rock.
What?
You also kind of sounded like the Rock there for a little bit.
Rock doesn't scream like that.
Still sounded like him.
And the Rock says, I'm gonna lay the smacketh down on your candy ass if you smell. No, forget it. Not getting WrestleMania. This will be the first time in 20 years I will not see WrestleMania live.
You're just shocking.
It's bullshit. It's just, last year's WrestleMania had a double main event. They both ended in total screw jobs. And, you know, I'm not paying $50 to see that. If I want to see that, I'll see it on Monday and Friday nights for free. You know?
Lots of screw jobs then.
Oh, yeah. They can screw job all they want as long as it's not on my dime. And, of course, they're claiming it could be The Undertaker's last match. And I don't think so. If it is, we'll get the DVD. Just so, you know, not Blu-ray. We'll get the DVD just so we can have The Undertaker's last match. But I doubt it. The professionals out there doubt it. They're all thinking he's gonna go 20-0 and then retire. But he's not gonna stop the streak at 18 and at 19-0. Just don't think it's gonna happen.
No, but 20-0 and then he, I don't know.
Then retires. I mean. And I don't think the fans would allow him to just kind of disappear. You know, that's what people thought before he showed back up for WrestleMania. Said, where the hell's The Undertaker? We haven't seen him since WrestleMania last year. Did he retire and didn't tell anyone? No, the fans would not allow him to just disappear without saying goodbye.
20-0, and I bet you he retires.
More than likely, that's what I'm thinking. He's going to win at WrestleMania, and then he's going to retire on top.
Maybe at the same time.
Could be. He could announce it right there in the ring. We don't know. Yeah, we just really don't know. Yeah, Cromie says he's old. Yes, he is. He's old, and I think he should bow out soon. Do it gracefully. Don't be one of those guys that hangs around like Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? And I'm 70 years old, and look at the Pythons, brother! No, Hogan, go away. You don't have pythons anymore. You got wet. Whoa, what happened?
Bobs!
What do you do?
He's on top of my computer. Fuzzy butt, come on, move!
He likes your computer because it's warm and it's vibrating.
Yeah, he doesn't do it unless I'm sitting here. And then he has to punk his butt on top of the vent.
Of course.
On the top. Meow, meow, meow. Silly cat.
Urson wants to know if there's any news regarding the dimensional portal or the researcher's sanctum. I haven't heard any release on that. I've seen them. I've toured them. They look nice. I mean, I don't think they're houses. They're RP areas and stuff like that, but they're not houses. But I have not heard, you know, maybe they will be released with the upcoming patch. I don't know. But apparently you cannot use them yet.
It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. They look real nice.
With the...
The dimensional portals got that whole black hole thing going on. You know, the void... The thing into the void. That's always cool.
Dimensional portal? What you mean? I thought you were talking about the housing with the wish tank.
That is the researcher's sanctum.
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, there is also... Check out the dimensional portal. It's they've ripped off an area from some zone. I don't know which one it is.
Oh, okay. I'll go check that out soon.
But, yeah, it's... I can't think of the name of the zone, but, you know, the... the Vast Deep. It's from the Vast Deep. There's a wall broken open there, and you can see the giant black hole thing going on. And you can use that whole area. But they haven't, to my knowledge, they have not announced any release on that. So maybe when the patch comes, which would be on the 17th of April. But yeah, that Researcher Sanctum, I like it. It looks really nice. Again, not a house. Who said it in here? Let me scroll up. Chromie said it. You can consider it a Tier 2 Prestige Guild Hall. Yeah, I can see that. I can see a guild using it. Yeah. But way too big to be a house. As far as I'm concerned, anyway. All right, so let's see. Notes. So, yeah, SOE Live going on in October. And you can always go to soe.com/SOE Live. And you can check out Brass's blog posts about it. And you can check out Fun from Last Year. They have the highlights video up, and they also have a picture gallery. And lo and behold, who was number 28 in the picture gallery? The last picture in the gallery is me! Ha ha ha! Everyone seemed to like that picture I did. I stuck the fake sword under my eye, under my arm, and it looked like I got a sword sticking out of my back and the Pegasus is bringing me home. That rocked. It's like, I mean, everyone that saw me getting the picture taken laughed their ass off. Oh boy. So it was fun. I mean, if we do get to go by some act of whatever, then I'm sure we will have a good time. We always do. But going to New Hampshire, that's the plan. We're going to try to anyway. Alright. We had a contest this last week. We had a contest. We said, give us your best screenshot. It didn't matter what it was. It could have been fun. It could have been adventurous. It could have been someone's ass for all we cared. We just wanted your best screenshot. And we got quite a few here. How many of you guys have you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we got 20 entries.
It's a good turnout.
Oh, yeah. That's a great turnout. And we do have a winner. Have a winner. And we decided, what, the one with the chest?
Yeah, but I will say there was if they had to be at second place.
Okay.
The one
well,
with the panda heads, that made me
that
laugh.
That was cute. That was cute. But we're saying the best looking screenshot is Quendi from the Oasis server, who sent us a picture. Looks like they're in Lava Storm.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Looks like they're in Lava Storm, and you get... who I'm assuming is Quendi, looking into a treasure chest on the side of a lava flow. And it just looks really cool. Looks like they had quality all the way up. Shadows on and everything. And it looks really nice. So congratulations to Quendi from the Oasis server, who will receive a code for Age of Discovery, the Collector's Edition. And I do have a, I do have their email address, so I'll send it out by email. Because it's kind of hard to use that kind of thing in-game, because you can't copy anything from your in-game mail.
Holy crap!
What?
I'm in the dimensional thing.
Oh, yeah. Told you it was pretty cool, huh?
It is.
Okay, so is that EQ Vox Xania? Is that Quendi? I don't know. You say, yay, hello from another timeline. Urson wants to know when they can register for the SOE Live. I almost said fanfare. Itself, we don't know yet. That is not, I don't think that's been released.
No, not yet.
It doesn't say it on the website. Not yet. Okay, apparently that is not our winner. But anyway, so congratulations to Quendi. And I'll send out that that code tonight. Fantastic. What else do I have in my notes? I have notes. I do have some notes. But you know what? I think I'm going to play some music. We're going to break it up a little bit. Instead of just going on and on and on and having a short show, we're going to break this up a little bit. So let's see. If you have any requests, by all means, let me know. Let's see. You have any requests on? What do you want to hear?
I think my ranger, your ranger is sexy.
Okay. Gee, I wonder why you want that.
I don't know.
Alrighty. So we're going to go ahead and have a music break. If you want to have any requests, by all means, send in requests by the OGR channel, or you can send me a tell on the Antonia Vale server, Jethel, and I will try to play it. We'll be back in a few. All right, we have returned. So let's see here. Bristlebane Day is going on now.
Yep.
Bristlebane Day. Why do they call it Bristlebane Day if it's like a week?
Well,
can you get closer to your mic?
Well,
that's better.
It's a very long day. It's a day that takes up a whole week.
A very long day.
Yes.
All right. And there is one new quest this year. Let's see. It is called the Bristlebane Day Snack Snatcher. It's in the Enchanted Lands. It's kind of like the Aether races. You have to go around and stuff. You have to go around. There's snacks all over the ground. You gotta pick them up. But and if you hit a pie, it increases your speed. So there we go. Enchanted Lands.
And there is a new item I think you might like, but I've already tried it. You can't physically climb up it. But
what's that?
I think if you put it at just a little bit more of an angle, you could.
What's that?
It's in channel.
All right, let's see here. Two-story halfling ladder?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It looks like a ladder to me.
You can't climb up it like you would a wall or something. I mean, you don't get the climbing motion, and I couldn't scale it. But I think if you tipped it just a little bit more, you'd have that
ramp.
Just enough of an angle, you could walk up it.
Yeah, it'd be like a ramp, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird that they put out a ladder that you can't use. That's odd. Oh, well. Such is life, I suppose. And Ceresta is telling us about a Brew Garden quest. Brew quest. I did not see that exam. Just a second, let me check this out.
Brew Garden quest?
Guarding quest. But it has an apostrophe N, so it's garden. Alright, let's see. Are we sure that's new this year? Looking. Flat bound, tin middle protection. Narnia joke to tell, Radical, the Giggle Gibber, Scavenger Hunt, Disobeying Memory, Snack Snatcher, Impossibly Rare Objects, Riddled Through the Lands, Riddled Again. I'm not seeing what he's talking about.
You mean the Jester Gardens?
Yeah, there is a Jester's Garden. That's only available on April 1st. Yeah, that's available on April 1st. The Jester Superior Gardens can be found all over the Enchanted Lands. Stock up or go craft these gardens. Only available on that day. There is also... Oh, I see. New in 2012. There is also a Fool's Gold Treasure Chest.
Mm-hmm.
They can be bought. Let's see what that looks like. Yeah, it looks like a chest.
Yeah, but Brew Day is over with.
Yes. It's a Fool's Gold.
Brew Guarding is the Brew Day version of the new Bristlebane Day quest.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's available this week. And, notes. That's about it. So, Bristlebane Day, go out and fool someone. Make them sit down and attack. Or if you're a tinkerer, maybe something that explodes.
No, that's tinker. Whoa!
What?
There's another island out here.
Where?
In the thingy. In the pocket dimension.
Uh-huh.
Or dimension pocket. There's another island out here. I was jumping off to get back. And where that big red swirly eye is, there's another island.
Oh?
I don't know if you can get to it. I'm pretty sure when everybody gets a hold of this, they're going to be breaking out. You could build quite a ways down. It took forever to get cycled back.
Huh.
But it's off to... When you come in, it's off to the right. Let me see if I can see it from one of the rocks. I didn't notice that till I jumped.
Hmm.
Yeah, I decided I was going to, jump on one of the floating rocks that were coming, going by.
Yeah.
Just to see if I could land on it. Cause I thought, yeah, that would be kind of cool. If I could land on this and ride it around. No, I went right through it.
Let's see. What is it? Dimensional portal?
Oh, yeah. It's off to the southeast. There's another island out here with buildings on it. I can see it.
There you go. Dimensional pocket. Let me check this out. Zoning in. Zoning.
Track me, because you'll probably be in the same one.
Yeah, the tour zone is all the same. Let's see. Track. Oh, you're too far away for me to track.
Yeah, too bad some of these rocks weren't solid. That would be kind of funny.
Now, where did you jump off from?
Well, just track me off to the... Just head to your right.
To the right. All right.
Are you even
something
one?
With a... looks like there's some kind of a mansion up there.
Yeah, you're just... Head south. To the...
wonder what that is.
Southeast.
Yeah, I see it. I wonder what that is and if you can get to it. Unfortunately, there's no way to tell if you can get to it until the zone becomes available. And then I can try placing a,
thing out there.
Yeah. A thing, indeed. But yeah, I wonder what that is. Well, now we're gonna have to get one when it comes out.
I know the other one, everybody's waiting to see if they can break out into the fish tank area.
Yeah, that would be neat, huh?
Yeah, I'm stuck over here on the rocks.
Don't see you at all. And I can't track you either. Oh, yeah, did you see there's something above us? There's a structure of some kind above the...
Yeah, up on top of the portal. Yeah. And the pools up here that are usually just open spaces, mm-hmm. they're actually water in them.
Ah, well.
Where are you standing at?
I am falling to my death, actually.
Up, see how you are?
Ah, falling.
Takes forever.
Falling.
And it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm heading out.
You do that. All right, well, let's see what we got here. WrestleMania is going on. We are still working on storyboards and the idea for the necromancing video.
Just hang in there, people.
Hang in there. We want it to be really great, so we're taking our time and boarding it out and stuff. Keep an eye on kitthecore.org for more info when it becomes available. I will also be posting on Twitter and Facebook. But yeah, still working on that.
Trust me, we'll scream loud and long and hard when we need people.
Mm-hmm.
Away ahead of time.
You have been teleported to a safe location within the zone because you have appeared to fallen through the world. I have fallen through the world.
Yeah, it sucks sometimes.
Now, if this is supposed to be the void, shouldn't the black hole thing be kind of purple instead of pink?
No, it's not the void. It's one of the dimensional pockets. It's basically that. I know which zone it is, but I can't tell you. It's can't think of the name of it. I've gone in there before.
Okay.
If you go to the pirate island, the one that looks like a skull, and you go up to the top and you use the dimensional whatever up there,
uh-huh.
You land in something that looks just like that. I think all the zones up there that you go into, with the exception of a few, you end up landing in an area that looks just like that.
Oh, all right. All right, so. Let's see. Well, that's all the game notes I have. We did go see The Hunger Games. What do you think of it?
I thought it was it. I'd be interested to read the books, you know.
Yeah, we can't exactly compare it to the books because we haven't read them. But I thought it was awesome.
But there's definitely some more information. I mean, you know, there's more to the story than what the movie portrayed. I could tell.
Oh yeah.
Some underlying things that they sort of hinted around to, like. Between like how the president was treating that one girl who won,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what's going to happen between her and the guy she left behind and the guy she won the thing with. Dun dun dun, you know.
Dum, 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 dum. So things are afoot, and we're not going to go into too big of detail because maybe some people haven't seen it yet. And it just came out. I mean, next week we're going to be all over it. But this week, we'll let you go see. I'm just going to say, was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And people who actually read the book really liked it.
Makes me want to read the book now.
Well, you have your Kindle thing.
Yep.
See if it's on Kindle.
Oh, well.
More than likely it is.
I'm currently still reading Realm Walkers.
Realm Walkers.
We had her on as a guest.
Yes, we did.
So I have the hardback, but as soon as I got the reader, I bought it for the e-reader because I got spoiled, man.
Yeah, just a lot easier, huh?
Yeah. Then trying to hold a big book up when you're in bed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So I performed at the Soulfire last night.
So you did.
I did. Matter of fact, we there were like three of us that performed, and we were all called up for encores.
Encore! Encore!
Encore! And people thought that my My performance was disturbing.
What'd you do?
I did necromancy.
Oh.
With my band. And then for the encore, I did The Legend of Kentigord's Forest. So my performance was disturbing to a lot of people. And educational.
Oh, well, these youngsters, they don't know.
They don't know the damn youngsters with their instances and their, in their, like, minimal death, minimal death, thing.
Yeah, no, but nobody knows what it's like to be running for corpses and you're naked.
Yep, yep, yep. 7-hour corpse runs. You guys don't have a clue. We had to walk uphill both ways.
In the snow.
In the snow. In the
We won't mention that it was an Everfrost, but
that's
yeah.
Right. I wonder how long this Ratonga is going to be nervous.
Probably for a while. They are still... I mean, a few of them are okay. I mean, some of them are just, you know...
A nervous Ratonga.
Well, what do you expect?
And we have a ding.
We do.
Yes. This season, from the Legion of Kethakor, has just dinged level 87 Carpenter. So here's your trade skill, Blink. They really need to change that. But anyway.
Well, going back to the Hunger Games for a second, reading that the latest brouhaha about it.
About the black girl?
Yeah, but I was reading that, at least I thought I read this right, that the author had described Rue as having dark skin.
Dark skin, golden eyes.
So...
I think, from what I've been reading, people were expecting her to be, like, Middle Eastern or something like that, you know? But, you know what? Who cares?
She was cute.
I don't care.
She was a cute little girl.
Yep. And she got killed. Oh,
unfortunately.
I was supposed to
you say. Just said something you probably shouldn't have, but if they've read the books, they know.
Okay, I'm being corrected. I've been told that I have been mispronouncing this name for years. It is Lys-NN. Lys-NN. Not Lys-Aisen. Lys-NN. Sorry about that. I've been saying Lys-Aisen for like, God, 3 years now. Sorry about that.
Well,
Lys-NN.
Better to be corrected.
Lys-NN. That's okay. I used to call you Akringina.
It's alright.
I still have people that call me Jethal. Or Jethal.
Took me forever to learn how to say yours, right?
Yeah, people think it's Jethal. It's not Jethal, it's just Jethal. There's no exotic emphasis on the rear or anything like that. It's Jethal.
Jethal.
Of course, most people just call me Jeff. It's fine. Some people call me Matt. Then I go, how do you know? You're like, well, you share it with everyone on your Facebook page. Oh, yeah, okay. I found another nervous Ratonga. And he says, scared to go out. I don't think they like us at all.
And Lyra?
Lyra.
Lyra.
Yes, we've been saying Lyra. It's actually Lyra.
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 Says you can't pronounce her name.
Lyra.
Wonder if Lara knows that I have a cube named after her. Well, it's her cube.
Cube.
It's in my dungeon.
She got a cube.
I've been getting some really nice letters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll put the guy's name up in channel, and then you can try to say it, because I will probably slaughter it!
Well, I don't know. I'm being told that I don't pronounce names correctly now.
Yeah, you try that one.
Rod Gorthian? Rod Gorthian? That's what it looks like to me, Rod Gorthian.
Yeah, Lara. Lyra? Lara.
Lara.
Lara, your cube is in the dreamy gnomish nightmare.
Yeah, so if you haven't been...
Lara's cube.
So if you have not been...
And it's big, and it's green, and it squishes back and forth down the hallway.
If you have not been to the dreamy gnomish nightmare, Antonia Bale server, in the player-made dungeons, and that was what, Mistmore? layout?
Yeah, yeah.
In the Mistmore layout.
Rod Gorthian.
Rod Gorthian.
But
what did he have to say?
He wrote me a nice letter about the arena from the Twilight Zone, which is on the Hall of Fame, that he really enjoyed it. So I wrote him back and told him about the new one.
Ooh.
And I do want to send out thank yous to Sirest and Chatterella, and of course you. Between the three of you guys, you proofread the storyline and helped me clean that up.
Well, you're welcome.
All my grammatical errors and stuff. And it was pretty tight then.
Spelling but, errors. Lore errors.
But we'll just call him Rod. Rod and a friend went into my dungeon and they said they were very impressed. It was challenging and they were both really enthralled by the story that I crafted.
Oh yeah, I mean, you did not go half-assed on this. I mean...
No. It makes me, you know, I have to give him encouragement, you know, because it's making him think twice of making a series of dungeons to tell a story. He doesn't think it'd be nearly as good as mine. And it's like, you could probably do 10 times better. You want to do a series of dungeons with the story? This is just one dungeon.
There you go.
Can you imagine doing a series? That would be so wonderful. You know? Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, they think of them as, they want them, if they're going to do a dungeon, they want to walk out with some tokens. They don't want to spend an hour and then walk away with nothing. He feels that they both thought the reward was justified in the end, in terms of experience and token, considering, you know, it was about an hour to spend in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 50 minutes to get to the end of the storyline. Then there is a bonus room, and it's a grind room, and that's all it is. You get 80 tokens, you kill mobs, that's it. There's nothing frilly to it, there's no decorations per se, there's just groups of monsters. You know, I've got, I've dropped him down.
If you can survive.
Huh?
If you can survive.
You can. I've dropped him down two tiers. So they're two arrows down.
Ah, alright.
So... that's why there's a bunch of them, because you need that many to bring the token count back up.
Right.
But they go down quick, and I use mobs that are squishy to start with.
Cubes?
Casters.
Oh.
Warlocks, as a matter of fact. They go down very quick. That took me... he wanted to know how long it took me to do all that and get all the spawners and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
He's having problems finding any place to find information. I know that there's a thread on the EQ2 forums,
yep,
called Dungeon Maker, where everybody's getting together to talk about dungeons and the spawners and the avatars to get. And I know that there's links there to a EQ or a Dungeon Wikia. That I know they've put together.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of I told them like this, a lot of the spawners I got were from the booster packs from Station Cash Store, and I had to run a lot of dungeons to get enough tokens. What did I get? I think I ran up like maybe 4,000 tokens marks, and bought the boosters because I really needed a lot of. And I can't say it. I can't say their name. I always want to say Erudite. I don't know why.
You're a dyke.
Anyway.
You're a dyke?
You're a dyke. I can remember it that way. You're a dyke.
Wow. Okay.
You're a dyke. I needed a bunch of them. A bunch. Because they were the bad guys. So yeah, that was a lot of, you know. And now they've got that boss spawner one that's they brought it down in price, which I'm really happy with.
Yeah.
And it will give you one elite or one a chance at one elite or one boss.
Right.
Why don't I see?
Hmm.
Oh, never mind. What's it called?
I don't know.
Bosses of Norrath booster pack. So for 150 marks, you have a chance at one random elite or a boss, and it's treated me very well. The one boss that I have in the main boss, I guess you would say, teased towards the end, that was a world discovery.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see, which one did I get him off? I got him Perils. I was buying lots of Perils of Norrath because it had a lot of... Iridites. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Oh my god, I said it right! So, and he was a boss, which really shocked that I got him. Which was perfect, because I needed him for my dungeon. So, anyway, right. I thought that was really nice that he sent me, a couple letters, and he really enjoyed it. And that's the thing I like, I like doing them, but I like them better if people enjoy doing them.
Right.
And I really, really, really tried to make this, something you can walk away with a good amount of tokens, so mm-hmm. you feel like you spent your time, doing something. I made it so it's not overly hard. I mean, I can solo it with a warrior. I have an instruction booklet in the front telling you what exactly I used and stuff. And,
right.
I do give pulling tips in the books that I've got with the stories, but that's like on the next page. If you really want the pulling tips, you can go to the next page. If not, then just don't read it. And then, of course, the bonus room at the end to pump it up total to, at least, 210 marks.
Right.
So... Jum Jum Pie, Cirrus asks. What about Jum Jum Pie?
Rotherian says, I have an idea to make the Dungeon Maker dungeons more popular. And Cirrus says, Jum Jum Pie or cheese?
Yeah, that would be nice. A little, refreshment sure. at the end.
I wish you could give actual prizes at the end. I think that would be kind of neat. It's like, you got this thing that's been sitting in your bank for the last 5 years, and you're never going to use. It's like, hey, I wonder if I can... I will give this up. If you can complete the dungeon, there you go. That kind of thing.
Well, some people have done... when they were doing the Halloween houses and the mazes,
uh-huh.
If you got to the end, there was a book or something that you could read, and then email the owner, and then they'd send you something. The first so many people.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. All right.
I've said before, there have been times where I really wanted to stop the show. It's like, I'm getting bored. We have a lot of these weeks where we don't have any notes and we're winging it. It's like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
And, we continue on because we love doing it. I love entertaining when I can. Hell, where else are you going to hear the rants like we had earlier today?
True.
But just to reassure myself, today I went to the Online Gaming Radio podcast control panel where we, keep track of all of our stuff. And that tells me our the individual podcast downloads. And I was thinking to myself, well, Leaky Tuesday is probably blowing me out of the water, that kind of thing. But, we're pretty much neck and neck. I do better some weeks than they do, and they do better than me on some weeks and stuff like that. And I'm scrolling down. It's like our Halloween show got 1,200 downloads this year.
That's respectable.
That's cool. And that week of EQ Tuesday got 500. Well, the week before that, it was almost reversed because they had a better topic or whatever. And I'm scrolling down. I really gotta know... What happened the week our show was titled Bacon and Pancakes? Because we got 4,500 downloads that day.
I don't know. If you listen to it, if I know what the hell we were talking about.
Maybe the servers were down or something. I don't know. But in the same week, EQ Tuesdays, their title was, it's 1 a.m. somewhere in Norway. 10,000 downloads.
Wow.
What the hell went on that week?
I don't we'd have to listen to it and remember what the heck was going on.
I don't know.
Did we have special guests? Was there a major update?
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, or like, you scroll down even further, of course, as you're scrolling down, you're going further and further back in time, and, you know, the higher the counts are getting because they've been downloaded more times. And we go back, I can't remember, okay, according to this, this is somewhere back in 2009. And the Jethro Silver Wing Show, Winter Wonderland, so it was our Christmas show. 32,000 downloads.
Wow.
And that's 10 times more than any other show in that area. I just don't understand it. Why do some shows more popular than others? I don't know. I mean, the Smedley one didn't get that many.
Really? I figured that would, like, went off the charts.
Let me see here. Let me look up Smed. Jethro Show is the Smed, 900 downloads.
Wow.
Yeah. What the heck happened that?
Well, you're just going to have to download it and listen to it.
I don't know.
Remember. And then you're going to go, wow, we sounded like that.
Like, wow, we had a good show that day. Or I don't know, or maybe someone's linking to our show somehow. I don't know.
Don't know.
But that's pretty cool. So once again, we say thank you to our fans. You keep us going.
Yep, because without you, there would be nobody listening. We'd be talking to ourselves.
That's right. We can't be doing that. People would think we're weird. Wait a minute, they think we're weird anyway.
Well, yeah, but...
But what? Oh, anyway. I could not come up with anything for Cutting Eloquent this week.
Nothing? Come up with 10 questions of doom. You don't like it when I ask questions, huh?
Well, I never seem to get any of them right. But, no. I mean, as of this morning, I wasn't sure we were going on. I mean, I had no notes. Had really nothing going on. I completely forgot it was Bristlebane day starting up. So I really didn't know if we had anything to talk about.
You forgot about Bristlebane Day? How could you?
I know. Bristlebane Day, full of jokes. Some people will say I just don't take it seriously. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? So, yeah, so no Cutting Eloquent this week. Yeah, maybe, next week we'll definitely have some. Tell you what, next week you write the questions. We'll do Cutting Jethro next week, all right?
Okay.
That sound good?
That sounds fine.
All right.
I'm out looking for bushes.
Bushes. I'm out in Antonica. And I'm finding bushes all over the place.
Well, I'm in the Commonlands. I should be out here, too. The special Bristlebane Day bushes that you need for crafting?
Mm-hmm. Should be. I'm finding lots of them. I'm also going through because I haven't checked my LON, the freebie cards.
Yeah?
I haven't checked those in a while.
Oh, shame on you.
I know. Hey, I just got a female dwarf mannequin.
Cool.
As a prize. We will redeem that. Redeem. Okay, that's been redeemed.
The bushes should be out here somewhere in the Commonlands. I mean, Bristlebane's out here.
I would imagine so.
He needs a shave, though.
Isn't it weird how he always looks disheveled? Bristlebane, he's been homeless for 5 years.
He's got really fine foot hair, but man, the hair on his legs.
I know. And the 7 o'clock shadow he has going on there.
I know, that's what I mean. He needs a shave. Hmm. Jester's Gardens. Yep. There's one.
You know what someone at work noticed?
What?
I don't get 5 o'clock shadow.
Like, no, you don't.
No, my facial hair does not grow very fast. Matter of fact, I haven't shaved in 2 days, and I'm getting just now what someone would normally call a 5 o'clock shadow. But I am actually getting comments that people actually like me shaving. What do you think?
I like you anyway.
Like me anyway? You just like me for who I am.
Yep. If fuzzy.
Even if I'm a hairy beast.
Yep.
Hairy beast. Ooh, I got a... What is this? The Cloak of the Silver Guardian.
Cool.
That's new.
Yeah, but which cards are you redeeming?
It's random, because I noticed on the newer ones, you're not going to see a lot. The older ones, from what I understand, the older packs, you have a greater chance of getting something.
Still going after that wolf.
Wolf?
I still want the wolf mount.
Oh, that's right. There was a special one.
Yeah, it's in the... I will try this and see if it works. Most of the time, I just crash out.
Oh, the LON thing?
Yes. I'm trying. If I go poof, then you know what happened.
Poof. Hello, Hobbs. Everyone say hello to Hobbs. Give Hobbs the mic.
No, he's too far away.
That's what he sounds like. See? We gotta start closing the door when we go to sleep. I am so sick of him crawling on top of me and waking me up.
But I want my kitty.
You want your kitty, but he needs to get the hell off of me. I'm sorry, hon. Your kitty is keeping me awake at night.
It's through the Dragon Brood.
Hmm? What is
the Dragon Brood boosters?
Oh.
Yeah, through those they have,
Yeah, well, I will try one then.
A wolf mount. Well, if you get it, I can't have it. It's no
well,
trade.
I can. Oh, it's. You can trade as long as I don't redeem it. I give you the card.
You cannot.
You can't?
No.
Then how did I get my, Vision of Fury. Someone gave those to me.
It's because it came from bought cards. If you buy the cards, you can trade it. But the freebie ones, you cannot.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. And then what is that? Oh, that's the undead mount. I'll say, wait a minute, I have a mount, I think. All right. That's it. I've unlocked all the 15 packs I had waiting for me.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 packs to go through. And I got a cloak. Let me, claim. Examine. And I got this one. I got that. And examine that. And I got that. There you go.
No, that's not bad.
Eloriel on the Freeport server wants to know if they still get the 5 free ones, that theirs has not been showing up. I believe you have to have a paid account if you're actually on a free-to-play. I don't think you get them. So I don't know if that's your, I don't know if that's your situation. Where did I get that cloak? I got it from one of the decks. I don't remember which one I turned in for that, though. I'm sure you can go to the LON website, look it up, and it'll tell you which deck it was. But I don't know. I was just going randomly. Oh, okay. Rua is saying that the free accounts have been getting them, too. I thought you had to have a paid account for that. That just goes to show you can't count on the Gentle Silverwing Show for accurate information. If you want all the news that is the news across Norrath, you go listen to EQ Tuesday. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show. Right?
We have half-assed guesses.
Damn right. Speculation and conjecture.
Rumor.
I hear Lyra is actually going under the knife. She wants to become... She wants to become a cube. That is rumor and conjecture.
They don't have a cube illusion, do they?
I don't know. Cube illusion. Anyone know? Is there a cube illusion? Yes, wild theories and speculation. Yes. Clear of the Frostville Cube. That would be neat. Now Lyra's saying, I am not a Frostville Cube!
Yeah, but she could be.
Hmm. Even Domino says you're a Frostville Elf, Lyra.
But then, of course, if they go into my dungeon, they can always kill Lyra's cube.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Lyra's going to be camping your dungeon just to protect the cube.
Well, she can try all if she might. It doesn't like anybody. It'll even attack her. That's what I want to know, is if she goes in there and the thing attacks her, she's going to attack it back, or is she going to let it,
See, the cube didn't know what it was doing. It's an innocent cube that has been terrorized all of its life.
Well, that's why it's in the nightmare.
Mm-hmm. So it just doesn't know what it's doing. So therefore, Lyra would not defend herself against it, because it was just an innocent cube gone amok.
So she would let it kill her? Kill her?
I would assume so.
Wow.
I would assume so. Because Lyra herself would not
eat a jello cube, too. Yeah, I'm picking up bushes.
Bushes. I'm looking for Holly Windstalker.
Why are you looking for her?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a long time. Let's see. Check my tracking here. I keep forgetting you can't use tracking while you're flying.
Can't use tracking. You can land and then you can track.
Right.
And then take off with it going.
Yep, and I don't see her. I wonder where she went. Maybe she's over by her grave.
Well, maybe it's not time for her to spawn, either. She usually comes out at night.
Oh, that's right. Gotta wait for night on that. Which is... Well, it's
like 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, well. Too late. Alrighty. Well... I think we've come to the end of another show. We're just talking about cubes now.
Yeah. But we can call it a quiz.
Mm-hmm. We'll call it a quiz for the night. And honestly, I want to watch the Muppet movie.
All right. Well, then let's do it because I'm tired.
Yep. I figure about it. If we start it now, by the time it's done, it'll be bedtime.
Good.
All right, folks. I want to thank you all for coming on. For not coming on. You all weren't on the show.
Why not? They were part of it. They were listening. Anybody that listens is part of the show.
You were part of the show. Picture, if you will, a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. I do that pretty good.
I think so.
The next stop, the Twilight Zone. Domino, you know you are always welcome to come on the show.
Yeah, just come on and bullshit.
Come on, bullshit. Tell us about your new job.
No... She can't probably do that. Don't put her in that position.
Well, she's developing a new game on Tryon. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and she left on good terms from what I understand. I don't see any reason why she couldn't talk about her new job. I mean, she probably can't talk about the project.
Well, let's put it this way. Domino, you can come on anytime you want and talk about anything you want.
Yes.
That's what I have to say.
All right, folks. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. I'll have this podcast up tomorrow sometime.
Oh, don't listen to him. He'll have it up tonight. I can tell.
No. We got a movie to watch, and you want to go to bed, so I'm going to get going on that. All right, folks. Thank you very much. It would help if I put the ending shtick on.
Can you find the ending stick?
Of course I can. The shtick, not the stick.
It's not a stick?
Beat people with a stick.
There's a difference?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Where is it? Ah, there it is. All right, folks. We'll see you next week. We'll see you next Jethel time on this Jethel channel. On the Jethel Silverwing Show. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebun!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
As a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.